It's got the FBI, the SS, and Colombian history.
Did you see how, like, the Secret Service put out some kind of thing to, like, you know, like, be on, you know, to give people some training to be, like, look out for the bad people at school? And, like, why is the Secret Service getting involved? Like,
Probably because there's lots of people who want to murder the president.
Is he trying to, like make that his, like, secret police force or something?
Well, it kind of already is. I think ICE is more
kind of already is, but
if you ask me, I have no inside knowledge, but if you ask me, I'd say that the ICE agents are more loyal
ICE
to him than
like
Secret
the,
Service.
Yeah, yeah.
Secret Service is having the problem because they're being all, like, overworked, and they're not getting overtime because there's, like, a set budget, and Trump used it all up in the first 6 months.
You see that, Jinx? Did you see that, Jinx?
Which Jinx?
The hearing.
What, with the FBI guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. That guy like totally destroyed him.
Whatever.
He was like, he was basically saying, you guys are morons and assholes.
Yeah.
And
was
I can
like,
prove
this
it.
Is like Benghazi part two.
Yeah.
And then like the people who were questioning him were even fighting with each other.
Yeah, because they like some of them were trying to like look like it, like try
awesome.
To be less foolish,
so
but
awesome.
It was all foolish. Yeah, it was
everyone was like hating on
and
each other.
And then the woman involved was today, I believe, the page.
Oh, the chick.
I didn't see that one. I'd like to check.
I don't
out.
Think that was as big of a circus.
They were like insinuating that they were fucking each other.
No, they were fucking each
they
other.
They were.
Well, okay, whatever.
But that doesn't even. I mean, who cares? Like,
well, and there's plenty of Republican congressmen people who were cheating on their wives and stuff.
Yeah.
So like,
well, I mean,
FBI people probably get it. Fuck up.
Some of them
fuck
Republicans
prostitutes
are
all the
sex
time.
With their,
if you're
like,
in the FBI,
boy assistants.
Yeah.
Well, fuck prostitutes all the time in the FBI.
Well, I think it's required.
Or wasn't there? There was some sort of scandal with the Secret Service was having sex with a bunch of Colombian prostitutes. That was when Obama.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
a different thing.
And it
thing.
Kept happening. And the thing was, is apparently with that was that had actually been going on for like a super long time, but it just got, you know, they kept doing more and more and more. And then they kept telling them like, stop having sex with these people like in strange countries. Like, and it was usually the advanced teams.
But it's like Colombia. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like coke, whores. What else do you want?
I mean, you know, clean
like
sheets.
If I'm going to do a pound of cocaine, I want a whore.
Those chicks probably have some really big butts.
And they have a giant ass, and it's like 100 degrees.
With the
I have a pound of cocaine before me.
Their ass is 100 degrees?
It only costs $5.
Do they have
American.
110 degrees.
Do they have a fever? Because it should be 98.6.
They got a fever of 100 degrees.
It's like it's 100 degrees outside. There's nothing but like a giant pile of cocaine for $5 American, and there's a whore.
$5 American.
What am I gonna do? Not fuck her.
You
FBI,
make
it. Whatever.
Well, I think it's just that they were like on duty or something, right? Were they just on duty and they were?
It was a little of both because the problem is that those guys. In the government, even for like low
level shit, they were secretly trying to bring down Obama.
In the lower level people, they don't want you to be susceptible to blackmail.
They were working for Trump.
That's like one of the worst things that you can do is.
They were working for Trump.
Is be susceptible to blackmail.
They were already on the trail for Trump.
So like for the guys that
you
know
are supposed to be like junkies and sex addicts.
Yeah, like because even if you're good at your job, like. You know, that's
they knew
problem.
Trump was coming.
But
they were preparing the way.
I think the guy's excuse was is that I don't think these things happened, or I don't recall an incident where these things happened when you know the president was actually in the area.
Trump
I think it was usually
sex.
I could be wrong about that, but I think at least in most of the cases it was with the advance team because the advance team goes like ahead of time and sets everything up and like scopes everything out.
They got to scope out the you know the booty and
yeah exactly. So I think the advance team goes, they poke around, they're like, yeah,
advanced
it's fine.
Team, go.
It's fine. And then they go to the whores.
Yeah. Advance team, go.
And the
scope,
cocaine.
They got to scope that out, too.
Hey, by the way, Mike, I believe the acceptable term these days is sex workers. So
advance team, go.
A pound of cocaine for $5 American and sex workers with giant, was it assholes or just asses?
I think asses down there come big.
But the assholes are normal, like within the normal human range.
Yeah, like they like it's not the asshole. It seems like that would be the case, but in fact, it's just pure muscle and fat.
What is he talking about?
I believe he's talking about Colombian. Are you talking about the women or the men?
I mean, the women, I guess. Men probably have giant asses too. I don't know. I've never been there. They don't let you go down there.
No, they do let you go down. It's like
you can go there.
It's a very popular place to go.
You just might not want
to
go there.
Yeah, my dad was there. You're not allowed to go there because they don't let you go.
Well, your dad's like an
no,
adventurer.
No.
He's a Pablo Escobar.
You can totally go to Colombia. It's like
he kills
a very
the gringos.
Colombia is a vibrant,
him and his horde of fucking
beautiful. Like
gangsters.
You go to like Bogota.
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 That's his home Columbia, fucking town, dog. If you talk bad really about Escobar and
Spanish,
Bogota, you're dead.
Colonial city. I forget what it's called.
My dad was down there 2 times
Bogota?
In the last couple of years.
That's because he had protection.
He did not have protection. He's just like a 75-year-old dude.
It's good. Cartagena.
By himself. But what he was down there for work, but he went to the grave. That's where the grave of my ancestor.
Pablo Escobar?
No, Bidlack. A guy named Bidlack who helped negotiate the treaty help pre-treaty
Monroe
stuff
Doctrine?
Related to the Panama Canal.
Right. It all belongs to us.
Because Panama used to be part of Colombia.
So they
Monroe Doctrine states, this half is ours.
The super summary short version of it is that he was helping do all the negotiations before the U.S. did the blockade and all that, the show of force to just sort of take Panama and make it independent of Colombia. And then my understanding was that he was annoyed by that because he was like, because he was representing the U.S. and he was like, what are you doing? We were close to a deal. And then the U.S. decided, like, forget the deal. We'll just take it.
Well, you know, an estimate doesn't necessarily mean the price.
They have a
so
big grave
the
for him down there. It's
1.
Like all
9.
Big.
Who was that McKinley that was president? It was before McKinley.
Shit. I have
the
estimate.
We're recording 1. The fact 9, that I know nothing about American history.
You dumb piece of shit. You dumb son of a bitch.
No, that's not even true. I still know more than you do.